All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it. Last time on Herding Dragons, you all returned to Phandalin to kind of check in with everybody after having recovered all of the keys needed to open the Forge of Spells, only to find that Cragmaw Castle had been raided and killed. All the goblins and bugbears killed by Melf. You called Melf out and killed him outside the flagpole outside of Phandalin. And then you also discovered that Tali, the half a halfling daughter of Tolbin, Stonehill, the proprietor of Stonehill Inn and Provisions, had gone missing. So you all decided to give her a quick sending, and you found that she didn't know where she was. She was suspended in, she also didn't know how high up in the air, but she could not see the ground, nor the ceiling, nor the walls. And she did tell you that Evelyn Rochester, which was the name that I was looking for last session, Evelyn Rochester, which is the wife of the family that you rescued from Cragmaw Castle originally, had abducted Tali with promises of treats and sweets into the back of her white wagon. And then Tali ended up where she ended up. So pretty much directly, you all went straight to Wave Echo Cave with the help of and guidance of Gundren Rockseeker, who pretty much led you straight to the entrance of the hidden cave, where he and his brothers had previously removed all of the treasure. Satch was the first one to descend down into the depths of the cave itself, only to find that the entrance ways, or I guess the beginning of the tunnels further into the cave, seemed to quiver with excitement upon Satch's approach. Satch, being a seasoned adventurer, recognized both of these things to be gelatinous cubes and acted accordingly in dispatching both of them relatively quickly. You all pushed further into the dungeon hallways, only to find that your pathway was blocked by a thick spider webbing, and Satch again went up to inspect it, only to be attacked by a small swarm of red-eyed spiders. You all likewise dispatched of the spiders and burnt, set fire to the webbing that housed them all. The webbing that was connected to a much deeper and a much more vast connected system of webs within this cave begins to burn, and a thick acrid smoke forms at the top of the ceiling. And that is where we will all pick up tonight. What are you all doing?
I don't think we can let this burn because Tully is suspended in webs. So I was going to rush forward and put my fire out.
Okay. How are you doing that?
How close can I get to the webs that are burning?
I mean, you can get burning. you can run right up on them.
And
just how are you putting them out?
How deep are they burning?
Well, you kind of...
Is it like a fuse, you know? It's like kind of a fuse going off and it's burning away really quick?
No, it's flammable, but it's not like fuse quick. You feel that if you didn't act immediately or at least soon, that the fire would exponentially get beyond your control. But as of right now, it's only been, I think combat was maybe two rounds. So right now it's like relatively little. It's probably only occupying maybe 2 5-foot squares, and it hasn't really continued beyond that.
All right, so I can just cast create water.
Okay.
To
I was gonna say Sincerity can cast prestidigitation to put out a small campfire's worth of fire.
Oh, that would work too. Would that work?
Can multiple casts of prestidigitation put out a larger amount of fire?
I would imagine so. If you target the fire that's farther away from you, you kind of cut it off at the head and get the fire source away from its like material that it could actually burn.
The fuel.
Yeah, go ahead and just go ahead and make me an Arcana check. I'll say DC 10, since this technically is not a campfire.
Can I do a performance as a bard? What if I dance
I would allow
as the measure of my spellcasting ability.
I would allow that.
I will not cast create water if.
Yeah, save that spell slot. Okay. Yeah, sincerity. Your magic isn't specific. It's designed to put out flames. But it's not technically designed to put out this large amount of flame. So you hone your performance and use the magic the way that it was written to basically cut off the fire from the fuel. And then once you've done that, you've only have a small campfire's worth of fire left, and you just automatically snuff that out. The thick acrid smoke begins to dissipate above your head as the fire has stopped from proceeding further into the dungeon.
I imagine you river dancing.
and like water is like splashing out from his feet, and that's the prestidigitation.
You know, sincerity actually majored in fire breathing, so this is actually like the opposite of what he used to.
You're river dancing rather than fire breathing.
Yeah.
Beautiful. But let me reveal. I'll say the webs where you all are in your immediate vicinity did burn away, revealing a little bit further into the dungeon. And then there's also a hallway to the north that you all can clearly see. And the hallway to, let's call it the east, is just kind of a rough-hewn open chamber with a large amount of bodies. Specifically, let me read you the text for that room. Many tunnels at this intersect at this natural 30-foot high cavern. The walls are carved with simple reliefs showing dwarf and gnome miners hard at work. Below them, nearly two dozen skeletons and rusted scrap armor are scattered across the cavern floor. Some are large skeletons, some are normal human size, other thick and squat. And about a half a dozen brass lanterns adorn that area. And then the hallway to the north looks like it is a mine cart track that goes further into the dungeon. Before you put Gundren Rockseeker back in his protective custody, he did tell you that the Black Spider was either going to be at the Brazier of the Green Flame, which is northeast from your current location, or the Black Spider was like maybe at the vault door itself, which is northwest from your current location.
Do all the areas have spider webbing?
Yes, since you did stop the spider web from burning further, the room with all the skeleton bodies is coated in spider webs. And however, sorry, I should take that back. The room to the east is spider webbed. The path to the north along the train or the minecart tracks is not.
Okay, so there's just one tunnel that has webbing?
Correct, and that is to the east.
Okay. Whatever everybody else can do.
Satch, having encountered the gelatinous cube, you look at the hallway to the north along the minecart tracks, and it is suspiciously clean.
Oh, did we find any treasure in those gelatinous cubes? They did accumulate.
Yeah, you got a couple spell scrolls.
Awesome. So
I think four spell scrolls.
Man, do we have any chickens? Because I learned this new thing where you just put a chicken in front of you and you shoo it in front of you, and then something gets it, you're like, let's get that thing that's getting the chicken, you know? It's like a whole thing, the you chicken summon, philosophy.
You could summon your own chicken with summon beasts, right?
That's true. Man, that takes a spell slot. You know, I really don't have too many of those, but I will summon a beast. I believe level 2 is the minimum, so I'll do a minimal beast. I'll just do a bird. That way it's got flyby, but you know, if you get stuck in an ooze, it count.
Okay. just a bird?
Yeah. It's a flying bird. It's under the spell summon beast. It's got flyby. It's the lowest level possible of that.
All right.
I'm walking over to.
Hold on. Let me look. Just check the CR on something really quick. So you can, CR2 is the limit.
I don't know. Hang on. I'm coming back to my spells real quick. Summon Beast, and I'm doing it as a level 2. So it's, what was your question again? Sorry, I just got it back up. It's got flyby.
You're good. What is the CR of Summon Beast that you are bringing up?
Doesn't have one. Okay, yeah, it doesn't have a CR. It's like an owl. It's got, well, I mean, it's probably a little better than an owl. It's got an armor class of 13.
Gotcha. Okay, sorry. I was confusing this with summon animals.
I'm just doing gotcha. Summon beast. It's a spirit. It's like a familiar. Yeah.
Okay.
Flying version. It has flyby. And so anything that tries to attack it when it flies by, it won't be able to attack it. But if it just flies into an ooze, it's just going to die, you know, pretty much.
Yep. Okay. What is the spirit of the air look like?
It looks like a seagull.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you, and you just tell the seagull to fly north?
Yes. Fly north and then fly back. Like, fly okay. north, how far can I see?
Do you have dark vision?
Yeah, it's like 60 feet. It has dark vision of 60 feet also.
From
I
your...
I'll tell it to go 60 feet and then come 60 feet back. And if there's, if he runs into an intersection, to come back.
Okay. Alright. He goes, and flies north about 30 feet, and then you suspended in the air, and you see...
How many hit points does it have? I'm pretty sure it just kind of dies.
Small beast. 20 for the air. But let me reveal this real quick, and everybody go ahead and roll me initiative.
Initiative?
Mm-hmm.
I think it takes automatic damage when it walks into it, correct?
It does.
Okay. Look real quick and see what it's... Its hit points are 20, and then 5 for each level above second, so 20. I got a 15 on the die, plus 5, a dirty 20.
Nice. 1 second. Doing the gelatin cube.
A dirty 20.14.
Thank you. Satch. Add turn. 20. Oh my god. All right. Looks like I got in the initiative order Satch, Loyalty, Titania, Sincerity. And then Gak and Smee are going to kind of hang back. And they're like, we'll watch back here. We'll make sure that nobody sneaks up behind you guys. And then Smee. Yep. That's what we're doing. Okay, just pour another shot. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't have it. What, you want me to pour a shot? Anyway, that's what they're doing in the background while you all deal with this cube. Okay, Satch, you are up first. You see your seagull. 1 second. So whenever the cube enters a creature's space or vice versa, it went into it, so it automatically saved. It's going to take 3d6 acid damage. So it might not kill your spirit. Yeah. Hold on. It won't. Since 3d6 is not enough.
Okay.
So let me just see.
It does have a decent strength. It's strength 18. It might actually try and get out.
13 points of damage, acid damage, okay, to your beast, out of 20. So just keep in, I'm not going to pull a token out, but just keep in mind that it has 7 hit points left.
How okay. far away but such, are we? You from, are up. How far away are we from the gelatinous cube?
5, 10, 15, 20, about 25 feet.
So when a creature starts its turn in the gelatinous cube, does something happen? I don't have the book open. I'm asking because sometimes shit like that happens.
When a creature, hold on,
because it's inside of the gelatinous cube, right?
Yeah. So hold on. So on a save. And 6d6 acid damage at the start of each of the cube's turns.
Oh. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Sorry. Took me a second to find that language. Yeah, on the cube's turn.
Cool. Okay. And the cube is. Can you ping the cube for me? Because I don't see it. I don't want to zoom out too much.
Yeah, I'll rip you over to it. 1 sec.
Oh, okay. Is that the... Oh, that's the cube. I just saw a circle. I'm like, that's not a cube. What is it, like a well or something? Like, I was like... I don't know. I didn't know what I thought I was looking at. Awesome. I will go ahead and... I guess I'm going to assume that it can't see me, right? And how far away am I? I'm at... Make
me a free nature check.
To see if I can see it or to know that.
To see what you know about these cubes.
Yeah. Oh, my dice are on the other side of the table. An 8 altogether.
I probably can't see you.
Cool. I can see it though, because as it turns out, the Spider King has blind sight, 30 feet. So I see it clear as day.
Just to clarify, you are the Spider King?
I believe me and I had my wooden Spider King with me, right? That
we were on the gotcha. Webs. Sorry. The web. I thought you were calling Satch was calling themselves the Spider King.
Yes. Well, no, Satch is the Lizard King. Okay. Gotcha.
And your little wooden spider is the Spider King.
We're both Spider King. we are kings. Okay. And we're gonna go ahead and I don't know, dude. To the other side. Because I can't really do my best in my current form. But I think that it's more.
What form are you in?
Spider King.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, sorry, it's all coming together.
So
now.
I'm gonna tell everybody where it is, right? And then I'm gonna back up. I'll tell my beast shape thing or my whatever that's in my bird,
mm-hmm.
my seagull.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, Steven, free yourself. And so I believe it's I don't know, is it a strength?
It is
athletics.
Yeah. Here
with
it has
Steven Seagull works out.
Yep. It has plus 4.
I'm confused. You can talk as a Spider King?
Rearies.
Yeah, I have like two also Rearies, but I have two don't I have two heads? Like I have like am I not like a I don't know. Maybe I just thought wrong. I guess I can't talk.
I think it comes
but
out as like yeah, through the rearies it comes through, but you all just hear Satch like,
just kind of
chittering as a spider.
I chitter.
All right, roll me plus 4.
I got a 14 altogether.
14. Escapes.
Check. It does escape.
It escapes. The DC is 12 on a gelatinous cube.
Very nice. I don't have it. It can't provoke attack of opportunity by leaving the space.
Flyby.
It does flyby. So it's going to fly. Just going to guess that these things. Did I see these things move the last time we fought them, or did we just like murk them?
No, you murked them before they even had a chance to move.
Okay. I believe I've seen these before. I don't know if I have, but I think they're slow. I think oozes are just generally slow. I'm going to assume
I think they're common enough in the Underdark where you came from that you have a good baseline knowledge about the cubes. Okay. You would know that they're slow.
So I'm going to have my bird fly 20, like how far away? I keep going to both sides of the table to look at the two things.
How far do you want it to fly away? It has a fly speed of 60.
I'm going to have it turn left, west, and kind of fly that way to divert mm-hmm. the cube that direction, so that it doesn't come back towards the party. So like, and I'm thinking like, I want to try and I'm going to aim for 25 feet. So like, mm-hmm. I guess there,
mm-hmm.
and then, and I myself am going to, where are the spider webs again?
To your east.
Okay. They're over here. Oh, I see. So I will move over. I did a prepared action, didn't I? To attack if it got close. So I'll just stay there and just have my prepared action.
Okay.
And my Spider King is going to move into... I don't really have a token for that, but I'm going to have it move into an advantageous position over here. Can he come over here? He has like a web spinning ability, the Spider King does. And I'm going to have him spit web on the floor here or do a prepare actually I'd have a prepared action oh I don't think I can stop it prepared action to attack right there.
Okay. That's with your turn. Spider King.
Yes, so I will do an attack if it comes my way, it will do an attack if it goes that way, and the bird will go right here, and that is I'm gonna drink a I can't, that's my turn.
Okay. We are gonna go with Loyalty. You're up.
I'm gonna run up on it and attack it with my look blade.
Cool. What's your passive perception?
10.
10. Cool. As you run up on this basically thing that you really can't see, but you've been told is there, make me a dexterity saving throw. 17. You are pull your luck blade out. You're rushing towards your target. You're really focused on trying to figure out where the air ends and the gel begins, because it's really not clear. You're so caught up with that, you fail to see a thin line of fishing string that is pulled across the hallway, and you trip it, and the floor gives out beneath you, and you are going to take 6d6 points of piercing damage and become restrained.
Oof.
So that is 10, 19, 23 points of piercing damage, and you do take that because it is trap damage and not weapon damage. And you are restrained at the bottom of the pit, but you've only used your movement, so please continue.
Can I try to stand up?
You are restrained. You would likely have to use your action to try and break free from the things that are restraining you, which are...
I want to do that.
Okay, go ahead and make me a strength athletics check. And I'm going to go ahead and draw where you... I'm just going to draw this red marks, meaning it's bad, on the map.
I got a 14.
14. No, unfortunately, loyalty, you are just not strong enough to pull yourself up.
I let out a hamster wail and I lay down.
Just wailing out in despair. Since you have two... no, because that's not how that works. Never mind. Sorry, I was trying to give you an extra one, but unfortunately, you can't use your attack to try to break out twice. You have to actually use your action to break out. So maybe next time. Gak, welcome to the party. You and Smee are hanging out in the back entrance of the cave doing shots. But whenever you're ready and feeling up to it, the rest of the party is further in the dungeon and you hear cries of gelatinous cube. But take your time. And whenever you want, go ahead and roll initiative, and that will signify Gak finishing taking shots and joining the party. But for now, Titanius, your turn.
Mm-hmm. I will wanna firebolt it.
Okay. Roll the hit.
Does a 30 nat 20 hit?
No, so it's crazy. These gelatinous cubes are the only thing. Just don't hit on a crit. No, of course it's a crit. Go ahead and roll that damage, man.
That's a double?
Yeah, no, roll double dice or max, add max minimum and roll your normal amount of dice.
Okay, max would be 30 plus 10, so 40 points of fire damage.
Wait, how would it be plus 30? Oh, you have 3d10 to roll.
Yeah, 3d10 max is 30.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
Plus 3d10, right?
I gotcha. Yep, gotcha. Okay, 40 points of fire damage. Pretty good. Let me go ahead and subtract that from their health pool. Mr. Gak was granted a nat 20 on their initiative, so I'm just going to go ahead, and I don't think anybody else in the party would mind, but we're going to go ahead and just jump back up to him since he went to go ahead and got a nat 20. So Gak, you slam
Gak
back.
Gak was real excited to get back in the thick of things.
Yeah, no, I can tell. Reinvigorated from those shots with Smee, what would you like to do?
I'm going to run head first in the battle. I don't really know what's ahead of me, but I know it's a gelatinous cube, so I'm going to run right into it.
Yep. Okay. You run, before you do run into the cube, you do see that in between you and the cube, where you know the cube to be, is a giant pit at the bottom of which Loyalty is weakly crying out from in pain. So what I'm saying is you need to make an athletics check to jump over the pit.
Okay. A running athletics check. I'm going to raid.
Now, Gak, I want to be full disclosure, because Satch would have told you where the gelatinous cube begins. You can see where the end of the pit is that Loyalty has fallen into is the beginning of the cube. So even you as Gak know, if you run and you jump, you'll be jumping into the ooze, because there is no landing space that is not ooze. So I don't want to be a bitch, but I just want to lay it down in front of you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, head. I'm gonna kill this bee.
Okay, so you're gonna.
Yeah, I'm gonna enter into a rage and do a flying somersault axe swing.
Okay, so just to clarify, you are running and jumping into the cube.
That sounds like a wise decision. Yes.
Okay. All right. Gak is back. Go ahead and make me an athletics check, just to clear this jump.
Yeah, it is a 14.
14 will do it. Okay, and go ahead and roll to attack as you jump into the gelatinous cube. You are going to take 3d6 acid damage as you enter into its space, and that is going to be 15 points of acid damage.
Doesn't this toxic amulet grant me resistance to poison?
What toxic amulet?
The one that we got from Toxy.
Oh, no, that's poison. This is acid.
What's the difference?
You know, it's kind of like the difference between venomous and poisonous. It's
how much damage?
15 points of acid.
Small price to pay for glory, big Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, but yeah, no, you are in the cube. Go ahead and roll the hit. As you all see Gak just run, jump over the pit that Loyalty had fallen into, and just like...
Smelling of fresh liquor.
Yeah, reeking of liquid courage. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if I have advantage on this. I imagine I don't.
If you're reckless, you do.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I'm going to reckless.
There you go.
That means I take disadvantage on all.
And you're going to have disadvantage for being grappled anyway.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just going to crit.
Good job. Yeah, the crit will hit.
I think I do an extra D10 on that. Let me see. So, yeah, 27, 36 damage.
Nice. Yeah, the ooze starts to quiver around you. You can kind of feel it starting to lose a little bit of its form. God damn, you said 36 points of damage?
Yeah. Has it accepted Jesus Christ?
It wobbles around you. Make an insight check.
A three.
Unclear if it has accepted Jesus Christ as its savior. As you just hear a... all around you.
I'm gonna beat the Jesus back into him. So I'm gonna swing again.
Roll a hit with advantage since you're recklessing.
Let's see. I'm gonna use my inspiration on that one.
Okay.
I'll just roll a second time with advantage.
Correct.
Just crit it again. You know, do another.
Great use of your inspiration.
29 points of damage.
You know, you hope that this gelatinous cube did accept Jesus as its savior, as it just falls to pieces around you as you crit twice.
I forgot to roll an extra D10. I do one extra point of damage. I'm going to withhold lethal.
Say that again?
Nothing. I do okay. one extra point of damage.
Okay, well, it's dead. It died.
I know, and I'm saying I'm doing one extra point.
Okay. Well, it dies a little bit harder.
Yeah, and you know, like any alcoholic, I'm gonna try and slurp up the gelatinous ooze. This is like a Jello shot, right? It's like a big Jello shot.
Acidic Jello shot.
Yeah, kind of. Make me a Constitution saving throw.
17.
Yeah, you are able to stomach this down as you slurp. It tastes awful. But you are able to slurp it down without any immediate ill effects.
Yum, yum, yum. Who's to say it tastes awful? Gelatinous cube is an acquired taste. Gak has many acquired tastes.
Okay. If any of us liked it, it's you.
Say that again?
If any of us was going to like it, it was Gak.
Yeah. Does anybody else want to try it?
No.
No. But I will go over to the pit now and try to get loyalty out.
If I can stand up, I can fly out.
I will, can I try to, release or reset the trap?
You think, based off of the trap, it's like a trap door. You feel that if you reset the trap, it would just lock Loyalty down in the pit. It wouldn't necessarily get her out of the pit.
Is it just a spike pit trap or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's laying in some spikes.
Can I try to get unstuck again?
Make an athletics check.
Usually the trapdoors like tend to close themselves so that people can't get out. But I will spike it open. So
thank you.
She can get out.
Smart. Okay. Make me a sleight of hand check.
21.
21? Yep. You're able to spike it open. And then loyalty with the 15 athletics. You are just able to unstick yourself and pull yourself out of the pit as Titanius like spikes open the door and probably like helps you out that last little bit.
I fly out.
Well, I guess you could do that too.
But I also take a hand to be polite.
I will give her assistance.
Yeah. All right, out of the pit. If anybody would like to cross over the pit, you either need to climb athletics check or have some other means of passing over this 5-foot area.
I'm going to unspike it.
Okay, anybody who can't fly.
I'm going to unspike it, and then I'm going to spike it closed so it can't be open.
Oh, nice. Give me another sleight of hand, please.
36.
Yeah, that's probably good enough. Yeah, Titanius, master of traps, makes it so that everybody can walk across with relative ease.
I fly across to my carpet.
Okay, and we are going to go ahead, and since you are all in a dungeon... Sorry, just hit me that you said you're going to fly over the thing that you fixed in your carpet. Okay, so since you're all in a dungeon, we will go ahead. If you guys get attacked, we'll go ahead and just pick it up with the same initiative order, starting with sincerity. You know, depending on how things start. So,
Can I start webbing this tunnel? Like, I want to lay down the connections for a web network. Mm-hmm. So that me and my spider other guy, you know, but like, look, foreheads working together is amazing. We're gonna lay it down.
Can web so we can see whole dungeon?
Yeah, that's fine. Start drawing
the clear tunnel. Anyways, I'm gonna like because I and I'm gonna do it specifically on the floor in like zigzag patterns, so that if something steps on it, I'll know that there's a creature on it. I won't know what it is, but mm-hmm. I'll know that they're on the web there.
Okay, go ahead. With the draw feature, you can go ahead and draw just like a line cool. where you're laying down the web. You don't have to do the crisscross pattern. You can just do a single line in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So Gak, from your point of view, let me update the map so that everybody can kind of see what's what. So from Gak's point of view, the party member who's farthest into the dungeon, you can see that these mine tracks, clean as a whistle, continue to go north. And then looks like mining corridors continue to go east. With some hallways that branch off north as well. And then originally there was that other chamber with all the spider webs and dead bodies that you all seem to be avoiding. Initiative is over. You may all act as you wish.
How do I stop doing the draw shape thing?
Click back to your pointer feature over on the, it should be upper left-hand side.
Wait, oh crap. Well, I just left. Yeah, I was already drawing, but then, like, can you, it took me a while to find where I was before. Zip me to my person?
I got you.
Thank you.
Are you all trash talking my oozes in the chat?
No.
What? No, man. I don't know. Why would we do that?
No, mm-hmm. I just showed the oozes, geezes, you know?
Sent them to geezes.
Right till you run into that gelatinous cube in Undermountain that's like, has like a skull that makes it like super powerful.
Yeah. Exploring Undermountain is campaign. You'll get there. We're going to eventually this campaign goes back to the Undermountain.
They were a plasma. Oh, yeah. And they got that. And so I basically was like, yeah, you basically have 15 foot reach. Because that's what it does. It just makes them bigger. I mean, for a straight up ooze, it's great. But like for like a player character, like it's just being more massive is like kind of a burden. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you could have one of those as a plasmid. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
So how do I turn that off again? So I'm trying to click it.
Do you see the toolbar down the left-hand side? And you're probably clicked on the paintbrush. Click on the first one that looks like a arrow, and it switches it off of the drawing.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool. Thank you. Because I need to move my person to this corner so I can actually see.
Yeah. And now you can like highlight that line and then delete it. But be careful you delete it.
Yeah, right.
Sash, do you retain your same passive perception when you're in your spider daddy form?
I believe, because I retain my wisdom. If I have the same thing that the beast form has, then I can choose between them, which and I'll just basically whichever is better. I retain all of my class and race features, like all of that stuff. Like I retain it. I can't cast spells and stuff like that, but like I can cast a spell and keep concentration on it. But yeah, so what were you asking? Oh, I have blindsight, 30 feet.
Okay. 30 feet. As you come up to the end of this hallway, 30 feet down, you see the end of the hallway start to quiver.
All right.
Indicative of another gelatinous cube at the end of the hallway. And it looks like it slowly starts to move forward towards you all.
I will go ahead and come back down here and tell everyone that as soon as I give the signal to do a prepared action to attack the space that's at the end of my spider web.
Sorry, repeat that?
So I can tell when a creature is on the web, right? So as soon as the creature hits my web, I am going to tell, I'm basically going to tell everyone.
I understand now. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. And I'm going to be like ready for it. I'm not even going to make an attack because it's just not, I'm not in the proper form for that. Yeah. And so I'm like, now.
Neil, there seems to be some feedback coming from your mic.
Nope, that is just the gelatinous cube moving through the hallway excitedly. But yes, all right, we'll just
definitely
go ahead.
Sounds excited about something.
All right, sincerity. Satch gave you all more than enough time to prepare actions, so we're just gonna go ahead and jump back into the initiative round. You were next. What would you like to do as this cube around the corner of the hallway?
I'm gonna use my my racial ability to cast hex.
Okay.
I'm gonna hex its strength.
Okay.
And that's my bonus action, and then my action will be a volley of Eldritch Blasts.
All right, roll the hit.
25 to
hit. That'll do it.
16.
16 will hit.
And then 15 to hit.
15 will hit. So that's three hits. What's the total damage?
Yeah, let me whip out that calculator real quick. Total of 64 points of damage.
64 points of damage. Three Eldritch Blast. I mean, it's just a big, it takes up the entire hallway. So you just kind of like finger guns at will and they just slam into it. It starts to quiver and lose a little bit more of its form. Next in the initiative order would be Gak.
Am I still raging? Has it been enough time?
Your rage would have ended, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
Now you're seething.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang back and let everyone else, you know, get a turn. That's the team player mentality.
Okay.
No, there's no Gak in team.
No, but there is a Gak in attack. G
team is meat spelled backwards.
Yeah, these are all things. All right, Gak, you're just kind of.
I'm gonna take the dodge action.
Okay, you're really gonna chill. All right. Okay, Satch, you would be next in the initiative order.
I wasn't gonna do anything because I'm not in a good. Like I can't shoot it with webbing. Like, you know what I mean?
All right, just
and
waiting.
I'm not gonna run up on it and get my form damage. Yes, I'm gonna wait, and if it gets close, I'll attack it. But it won't.
Okay. All right, loyalty. You'd be next.
This time I'm gonna fly and not run.
Smart.
I'm gonna attack it.
All right. As you fly forward, the ceiling collapses. No.
So sad.
No, that'd be so mean of me.
Oh my god.
No, as you fly through this minecart shaft, nothing negative happens to you.
Love that.
Yeah. Okay. But you make it to the cube.
20.
That will hit.
And a 13.
13.
Oh, which is a nat one.
No, yeah. So a 13 would hit, but a nat one does not. Somehow, loyalty rolled me a d4 as well.
One.
Okay, so here's the thing. I find it so it nat one and a one on the d4, so that's the worst possible result. I find it so hard to believe that loyalty actually misses this thing. So what I think happens is loyalty, you hit it, but it just just sucks your sword deep into the recess of its body, and you are disarmed.
Do I still get my other damage?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it once for sure.
So that's 14. It has 10 slashing and 4 radiant.
It has 6 hit points left. It just took your sword away from it. Okay. Anything else on your turn?
Nope.
Alrighty. Titanius, you're up.
A bolt.
Alright, roll the hit.
13.
That'll hit.
7 points of fire damage.
Nice. Like I said, it only had 6 points of health, so Titanius walks around. Did you really only roll 7 points of damage? Off 3d10?
Yeah.
Man, just barely scraping over that finish line, but you got past the finish line nonetheless as like a loyalty weapon gets sucked into the middle of this monster and she doth protest a little bit. And then Titanius, you walk around the corner and boom, and poof, this whole thing just pops right in front. And yeah, loyalty, you can recover your luck blade as it is no longer engulfed by the gelatinous ooze or gelatinous cube.
Disgusting.
This is
hold
just
on, I'm writing that down.
Yeah, this is just loyalty's unlucky day. You fall in the pit trap, you get your sword taken by an ooze.
After all of the luck I've had over the last several
months. Can we search both of these oozes that we just killed?
You did not.
I said, oh no, I was saying, can we?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'll search the first one.
Okay. Investigation.
19.
19. Okay. You find. 1 second. Roll me a d6, Paul. Or Titanius.
6.
God damn it. Did you really?
Barely scraping by every time.
All right. Wait, you rolled a 6 on a d6? That's max, my guy.
Oh.
I was going to say barely scraping by. Okay. All right. It's going to have 6 fucking things in it. Here we go.
That was sarcasm, by the way.
So good. And I just rolled a 96. So nice. So Titanius, you find 1 potion of greater healing.
Oh, cool.
I rolled a 30, which is a regular potion of healing. That's 2. 46, another potion of healing. That's 3. 91, spell scroll, 2nd level, unidentified. That is 4, this will be 5. That's an 8, another potion of healing. And then last one, damn, I'm rolling pretty good, 92, another 2nd level spell scroll, unidentified.
Hey.
Cool. And then who was searching the other one? I think Satch.
I assume Satch was.
Yeah.
I can look around in it while I'm doing
Sorry, I was muted. Yeah, I'll search it.
All right, investigation, please.
That is cocked, but it should be a 20, dude. Ah, it is a 20. Nice. Beautiful. Beautiful.
All right. Roll me 2d6 since it's a crit.
Ooh. I'm going to roll these Cthulhu d6s. They're just sitting here looking all sexy. 3 and 3. 33. A very mystical number.
Okay. So 6.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to make it exciting.
All right. Okay. That means you'll find 6 items within this gelatinous cube. So let's go for the first one.
Got 8 arms.
3rd, and since you crit, I'm going to move on to this one. Was a little bit more selective in its poison vacuuming. So 30 will get you plus 1 arrow.
Nice. I don't have a bow anymore. I'll pass that off to Smee.
Okay. 17 will get you a potion of fire breath.
Nice. 2.
88, goggles of night. That's 3. 80, an elemental gem. It's 4. This one's 5. 10, almost 100. Actually, no, it's 10. Put 1 potion of greater healing. And then this will be the last one. 58, a 2nd level spell scroll, unidentified.
What does an elemental gem do?
Doors of fire elemental.
I will say it is. Let me know. I'll let you know the color. 1 sec.
Is somebody writing this down? I was trying to write it down, but I missed like the first or the second and third item.
I was not writing it down.
So there's a plus 1 arrow. I was going to slide over to Smee because I don't have a bow anymore. And then there was a. I got the fire breath. I got the elemental gem. I got the greater
goggles of night.
Goggles of Night.
Thank you.
Two second level spell scroll.
Yeah, there we go. That's all six.
Cool. And then let me tell you what color elemental gem this is. Oh, it's basically the conjure elemental spell. Satch, roll me a d4.
I shall roll my evil d4, the one I hope to never step on. Three.
Three. This is a red corundrum. This would act as if you summoned a fire elemental.
Oh, sweet. I don't need the second level scroll, so like I will kind of like. I don't think I can talk. Oh yeah, Rory's telepathic bond. So the goggles, the spell scroll. I don't need the elemental gem. As cool as that is, like I don't know. I kind of got something that's like a creature type item last time, so I'll leave pass that to someone else. I do want the fire breath and the greater healing, just because Sash with fire breath.
I'll take that gem.
Do we have anything in the party that can't see in the dark?
No, we discovered last time that we're all pretty well taken care of.
Does it add to you if you can see in the dark already or no?
It does. You can wear those.
Oh, and it does it require attunement?
It doesn't require attunement, and it increases your range of vision.
Satch will put that across two of his of their 16 spider eyes.
Beautiful. As you all see Spider Satch, like, just gear up. Beautiful.
Very sweet.
If you already have dark vision, wearing the goggles increases its range by 60 feet.
Dude, 120 feet of dark vision. That's nice.
Yikes. My butthole as a DM just puckered a little bit.
Hey, look, you keep... Yeah, sorry. Can I just want a plus one shield, bro. That's all I want.
No.
Can I just get a 22?
You're never getting a plus one. No, like, yeah.
The magical shields that give a bonus, those don't exist in this world.
No, absolutely not. I'm sorry, everybody else.
Phrases in defense?
Nope.
Nothing.
No, I'm good.
Satch,
I mean,
nothing in this universe that is made for you anymore.
I know. I gotta just take what I can get.
Satch, I do have a sentinel shield. Do you want that?
No, I already have one. That's why I've been getting. Yeah, that's why my perception's so good now, and like my initiative. Like I'm like acting. That's why I keep starting at the first of the round and just killing shit. Because.
All right. How are you all proceeding?
I'm gonna continue my webbing of that hallway. I'm going to try and just lay down web. I'm going to leave my king spider like in one spot, just watching the web, I guess. Or actually, no, I'll be watching the web. And he will be laying down. Yeah, he only stays up for an hour, but like it's only been like 5 or 6 rounds, I think. 7 rounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's around for a while.
So he's going to drop. Now, would the webs that come out of his wooden butt be wooden?
That is a great question. A very fine wood, you know how in
oh,
that
like they're like plant fiber, like plant fiber.
Yeah, exactly.
Like cotton. Roots.
Yeah,
like roots. You
know, oh yeah. Oh
but
nice.
Acts as webs.
That is so gross. But yeah, he lays down the roots.
I will reveal as you go.
I'm gonna sneak down this other right hand side passage here.
All right, give me a sneaky check.
31.
Beautiful. Okay.
And
I'm going to move yourself accordingly.
I'm going to look for traps along the way.
Okay. Make me a perception check.
My passive perception is 22.
Thank you for reminding me. As you start walking down this hallway, there looks like the passageway continues to the east, but there's also passageway going north that looks like there's a door there.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll continue to the east 30 feet.
Okay. Looks like you see the hallway dead ends to the east, but it looks like there's another long passageway that goes to the north with one branch off to the another one to the east.
Okay. I'm gonna sneak up to look at what's down that side.
Okay. Same stealth is going to apply. Go ahead and no, actually no perception check needed right now. 1 second, let me just connections running really slowly. Okay, let me expand a couple things really quick. A quick reveal area so Titanius can kind of see what he's looking at. Titanius, you see a mostly ruined room with one door on the north side. Satch, as you are scurrying about throughout the dungeon deeper as a spider, you come upon a room that is heavily webbed and heavily obscured.
So I'm not actually up there. My Spider King is. I'm further back monitoring the activity on the web.
Okay, yeah. Spider King alerts you of this room that's a giant existing webs all throughout.
So he would probably, he's out of my command range where I can like tell him to do stuff, I think. But like he would probably, he's a spider, so he'd definitely know to like go ahead and jack me into the web.
So he
the web to that web.
Make a stealth check or a sleight of hand check with your spider.
Okay.
To do that.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and use inspiration. That
okay.
One from last. Ah, 20 plus 8.
Like a nat 20?
Yeah, it's a different dice too. The gods smile upon me these days.
Apparently. All right, Satch.
I mean, it's right there, bro. It's right there.
No, I believe you. I believe you. Wow. Go to hell. Sorry. No, I mean, congratulations.
The dice is short as hell, and sometimes it's a diamond store.
Yeah, so it's can I have the spider, like, actually, like, not touch the webs, but, like, kind of, like, just, you know what I mean? You know those spiders, they have the little goop of web at the end, and then they kind of spin it around and hit moths and shit with it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have it, like, do that and kind of throw the line to connect so that way he'll be in, he won't be connected to it, so he won't set off the firewall.
Yeah, no, absolutely. With that nat 20, you have a spider hacker that hacks into the web of these other spiders without their knowledge. It gets past their spider firewall.
Nice.
And you see, you see what is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 clusters of those little red spiders that you had fought earlier. You
bring the fire.
Yeah. So up to you all. You've discovered the den without them discovering you. What's the move? Also, loyalty, there is a door to your east that is unopened, or that has not been opened.
So Satch,
I guess the Spider King is just going to come back.
So yeah. Satch got root access, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You backdoored him.
I'm going to jack it into our Rory, so that way, like, you know what I mean?
You're going to have to talk with the...
Like, hang on, I've got the life feed.
There you go.
But yeah, looks like upcoming, there's a heavy den of, thick den of spiders.
Nice. Should bring the fire.
I'm not the one that has to get past them, so.
I'm scared.
Do we have alchemist fire in the party or anything like that? Or like fireball? We have fireball in the party?
I got fireball.
All you got to do is just like, because as long as it's a point within, what is it, 60 feet?
Mm-hmm.
You could.
Isn't it 60 feet that you can see?
I don't believe that it is anymore. It's like, I believe it's just within 60 feet. I could be mistaken. But I think players have gotten me on that before because I know that it used to be that.
One second. A bright streak flashes from your pointing finger to a point you choose within range.
Yeah. Yeah. So all he has to do is I got...
It's just within range.
I put
a
map in the chat. Yeah. And he's just like, yep.
I feel... Okay. Like, God, I really feel like because of the pointing finger, I feel like it implies something you can see, but the wording doesn't. So fine. All right, what's the plan?
I guess he's just gonna fireball that spot. I mean, I basically got like a mental laser shining at it. You know, he's got the cords.
We don't know where. We don't know where. Ollie is. We know she's suspended in the web somewhere, so we don't want to start. We don't want to start fires in her. Get her caught.
Did I install that sense of paranoia in you?
I'm gonna have my bat fly up there. Okay. Or no, my bird's still alive.
It is.
I'm gonna have my
yeah.
bird fly in there. Take
I'm gonna
a quick
come back
look,
down
not
to
fly
this
in there,
room here,
but fly to the edge of the. Specifically, so Spider King is coming back.
Uh huh.
And that's me. My bird is gonna fly to like right here,
mm-hmm.
and then like and just like look into the room, right?
Okay, make
just
a
gonna, like
stealth.
Take a cool, like make a quick glance,
make a stealth check.
And I'm coming down to this room down here that still has webs in it.
The ones with webs and bodies. Okay, we'll come back to you in a second.
A 17 plus, hold on, because it's the Spider King. And it, oh, not the Spider King, it's the
seagull.
The beast form. I got to jump to that. Yes, my seagull. It's so stealthy. It's like, ah, indeed. It has a stealth of, 60 feet of fly speed. That I guess it's just its dex, which is a zero. So it's a straight 17.
Straight 17, okay.
Are they actively looking, or are they just getting their passive? Oh, they're actively looking?
One was. It was given a job, kind of walking around. But no, you see one of the spiders, or like, it's not one spider. It's like, looks like a swarm of spiders just kind of moving around the room. Titanius, it does not see you. Titanius.
Do I see Tally? Because that's what I was looking for. Do I need a perception for that?
Yeah, make a perception. Titanius, you are sneaking. Looks like you got a 17 on your perception. Yeah, you see 10 like vampire bat looking things like hanging up in the ceiling of this room. You feel like you're quiet enough. You have not disturbed them.
I rolled a 7.
Can you reveal the room?
Two.
Yes. So, Satch, you do not see Tali in here, but you also feel that you didn't get a good look. Kind of like everything's webbed. It's like there's a lot of like humanoid shapes. She could be like wrapped up.
I forgot to do it, but like I normally do this. Can I can't have my bat like grab onto my so I can get a like give it advantage.
That's fine.
Because I normally have my bat flying on it. Because the bat's tiny and this thing is small, you know.
Yep. And your bat shit insane. I get it.
A 16 plus 2, 18.
18.
Looking for Tally.
Yeah, no, you don't see Tally in this room. But there is, again, like a webbing obscures a lot of the objects and things in this room.
Okay.
And then Titanius, actually, you see two, as you sneak through this room with all the bats. You see two additional hallways, one continuing to the east and then one continuing to the south. The one here? To the east, yes, in the room that you're in. The one that is to the east has a kind of poisonous, like looks like kind of murky, like hue or like haze down that hallway. Whereas the hallway to the south has no such thing.
And there's webs in all these?
Yes, very light webbing. Not the same type of webbing that Satch is telling you about in the other room. Like, this is more like cobwebs rather than spider webs.
Yeah. I'm going to break out Spiderbot 2000.
Okay.
And he's going to touch the webs to see if there's any creatures on them.
I feel like with your high enough passive perceptions, you would feel that that is unnecessary, as these are, again, these are cobwebs, which are more of like remnants and not like a connected network.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of just like spider webs that maybe used to be used, but have since fallen into extreme disarray.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, no, yeah, you can continue. Continue as you see. Loyalty, there is a door right in front of you. You've just been standing, staring at this door. What's going on with you?
I was thinking about opening it, but I'm a little scared.
Why not?
The other door.
Okay. All right. Titanius, go into the other door. I knew you guys couldn't resist the call of these doors.
I'll cast guidance and look for traps.
Okay, go for it, Titanius. Loyalty, what were you saying?
I'm going down with Titanius.
You're gonna help me?
Yeah.
But that's a different door. That's a different door than you were looking at.
I'm not good at checking doors.
Okay. All right. All right, Titanius.
How about a 30 on the perception check for traps and stuff on the door?
No traps. You don't. No locks. Looks like you could just open it.
I will. Okay, back off. I'm going to use Mage Hand to open the door.
Okay. How far away are you?
Well, I can be up to 30 feet for Mage Hand, so I'll be 30 feet.
Okay. You open the door, and it creaks open. Nothing else seems to happen.
Wait, I look here. Look into the room.
You see a small, like, almost like twilight, like a soft, like faint dancing light on the room. Like a shimmering, almost.
Unsettling.
Mm. Let me reveal it for you. But, Titanius, are you looking in the room?
Yeah, no, I look in there.
Okay. You see that this room looks like a like a barracks. There's a bunch of beds. But in the middle of this room, there's this pedestal with this twinkling stone gem in the middle. And as you look at it, your eyes, or your, you know, the equivalent of your, what your eye sensory unit would be, falls upon this stone. Make me a constitution saving throw.
Is it a spell or magical effect?
Yes, I'd say it's a spell and or a magical effect.
A 19 or a 19.
So, unfortunately, a 19 does not pass. And Titanius, you just, like, you look around this room and you just get the overwhelming urge to just, like, power down for, like, a long time. Like, a long sleep.
Is it magical sleep?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
I'm immune to magical sleep.
Well, this is more like a magical, like, shutdown. Like, you want to, like, have, like, a restart.
All right.
Do you want my player inspiration?
You can give it if you want.
Okay.
That's what I rolled. I rolled a...
Constitution save.
I rolled a 14. Mm-hmm. Nope, I rolled an 11. That's even worse.
Wow.
Oops. There yeah. that goes.
Yeah, Titanius...
No, I mean, I rolled a 14, but this time I rolled 11, so I have plus 4.
Take my player inspiration.
Okay.
You guys, we can't let Titanius fall asleep.
It's even worse. 19, 15, 11.
Who's next?
Leave me be, guys. I'm feeling tired.
Yeah, so Titanius, I'll say it's not a magical sleep, but you feel compelled to run like a reboot sequence, which, like, so you kind of, yeah. Loyalty, you basically see Titanius, like, shut down.
So I saw him open the door and then shut down.
Look in the room and just, like, yeah.
Can I go and close my eyes and close the door?
Yes, you can't. You know, you close your eyes and you pull the door shut.
And then I want to smack Titanius.
All right. That's a free action to do so, which stops Titanius's reboot sequence mid-action. And Titanius, you are a quick reset. And you are like...
What? Who's it? What?
You're rebooting.
Crazy.
Don't go in there.
Okay. Yeah, door shut. You can kind of see the, like, just a little faint twinkling under the door frame.
I've never had anybody try to put me to sleep. That was the very first time.
And it didn't even use your special skill. I'm not going back in that door. I'm going to go over here to Sash now.
Yeah.
Okay. There was that other door.
The door that you
were looking at.
I've had enough.
You sure? Mm-hmm. It definitely doesn't go to the same room that Titania's just opened.
I feel like I wouldn't know that because I didn't look in there, but I also wouldn't open another weird door after Titania's just shut down briefly.
He was just taking a little nap, you guys. It's not like I killed him or anything.
Yet.
Making me feel like a bad guy. He just looked like he needed some sleep. You all looked like you needed some sleep. So go back, open the door, and take a little resty. Nothing bad's gonna happen. All right. I can't sell you on that.
We don't believe.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't either. All right. There's a room full of spiders to the north. Titanius identified what looks like a poisonous hallway going east, and then what looks like a vacant, borderline, almost unused hallway going south. And those are your current avenues that you've discovered.
Do we know what's over here?
That's part of the spider room that you have not gotten past.
Okay. Are there webs over there?
Mm-hmm. Extensive.
So Satch, you don't detect any other creatures or things on the web?
Satch would like not. Just those spiders that showed up, or that I marked on the map, are the things that showed up on the spider web.
If Tully was in there, would we see her? Would we see him in the web?
I couldn't. I would not be able to differentiate. I just know that there's creatures and where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one of these could actually be
Tully.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a way of knowing. So Satch is going to actually try something risky and turn back into like his normal self. Mm-hmm. And then use up his next slot to make himself turn into one of those red spiders. Because it's an animal that I've seen, right? It's a beast.
Make a nature check.
Well, since I'm back to my normal self. Oh, nat 20. Eat that, boss. Look at that. Oh, yeah.
How many is that?
Neil is not happy.
I rolled three nat 20s tonight.
That's crazy.
I rolled two of them on this die. That's insane. Dude, you know how I roll, dude.
Leave
you
some
know.
Nat 20s for the rest of us.
Yeah. Those are nice loaded dice you have.
Yeah.
I've already had three tonight myself.
So. That's actually true. What is... Paul?
Huh?
Did you update and share your code out?
The guides are with us.
Actually, Satch
did it this time. Satch is the one who had the dice too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, nat 20. Okay.
Guys, crit 3.0 just came out, by the way.
Yep.
For anybody listening.
What was I even rolling again? I'm sorry, I got so distracted.
Go to my website.
Yeah.
Hack your game.
Oh yeah, dude. All of a sudden, like, it's just like I'm hacked into the web and I'm just like, ah.
Listen, y'all are gonna roll nat ones at the most inopportune time, and I'm just gonna feast on it.
I did so good that I'm gonna tell everybody as per Rory's that, hey, I'm very good. You know, it's a good disguise, but it's me. It's the Satch.
Okay. Hold on.
There's a red spider right there. Kill it.
Satch with a nat 20. Wow. And I cannot describe what a moment that natural 20 came in, because, you know, I like to give something a little bit extra for nat 20s. Satch, these spiders are not of this world. You are
really
not able to turn into these, because these are demonically influenced spiders. And having a background knowledge and that nat 20, Satch recognized these as being basically agents of Lolth that have been sent from another plane of existence and are currently here. So you try, but you cannot.
Any vulnerabilities or immunities?
So I'll say, you just know they're not of this world. You've never encountered them.
I tell everyone that. I'm still going to turn into a spider that looks like one of them.
Okay.
I'm just going to turn into a normal spider that just looks like one of them.
But these are some spiders he may have seen. He recognized from like his time in the Underdark as when he's encountered like some drow or something.
Nope.
Yeah. It's lost in the drow.
Yeah. No, these are new babies.
I will tell you, just remember, elves are my other humanoid favorite enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, and it's because of drought, right? Because I'm from
No, I get that. You're racist. Okay. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Satch totally a xenophobe, but she's an equal opportunity eater. She will eat all of you if you die and you don't have any other plans with your body.
All right. What's the plan? So Satch, with that nat 20, I'll let you know that these spiders, even if you transform into one that looks exactly like them, will likely be able to spot you as not of their own.
Okay.
So just take that into consideration. Like, these are otherworldly spiders.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm still going to break. Well, I'm going to keep my beast form then, because you know what I mean? I don't know.
Okay.
Is that possible? Yeah, because I don't want to give up. I don't want to have to use my second slot if I
can.
So
what
do
you
know what I mean?
What are you trying to do exactly?
I'm just saying I'm not actually going to shift out. I just
okay. Yeah, that's fine.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Knowing that you wouldn't have broken your form
To the interwebs.
Yep, that's fine. All right. What's the
I tell everybody that. Like, yeah, they're like devil spiders.
I feel like we should just fight the spiders.
There is that poison in the way.
That's the wrong direction.
Do we want to sneak around the spiders to maybe get the drop on the real spider?
I can have my bird fly by the spiders in that room and get caught in the web on the other side of the room and draw the spiders there. Like, you know, like a distressed animal, like flapping its wings in the web.
Kind of like
you'll
a,
be like,
a trap.
Oh, shit, food. Yeah.
Does this hurt the bird?
Well, it's not a real bird. It's a spirit. It knew the risks when it came when I summoned it.
When it answered the call.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we got another one for the weird lizard creature. And it's like, you get this one, Frank. Or Steven, rather, sorry.
Yeah, it was Steven.
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal? Oh my god, take an inspiration for that.
I made that joke like an hour ago, but like it just was so subtle.
It went over my head. Yeah, no, it went over my head. Thank you for bringing it back. There was one campaign that I ran years ago that I think Sam had a pet called Jason Siegel. Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, it's going to squawk. It's going to intentionally get caught in the web. It's not going to try. It's It's not going to seriously try and escape. It will just flap and squawk and, you know.
Draw it to, okay. All right. So that's going to be the catalyst.
With a scuttlebutt.
Yeah. What is everybody going to do when that catalyst goes off? Like, what's the plan? So we have our initiative order, and we'll kind of go through that. Looks like Titanius was next in the line. So Titanius, once Satch has given you their plan, they're going to send their bird in, create a distraction. What are you going to do when that happens?
You're talking directly to me?
Yeah. You would be technically first up in the initiative order if we were to do a surprise round.
I don't know. I don't understand. What are we trying to do? We're distracting him, and then what?
That's,
I don't know. That was.
I think he said that in response to my idea to sneak by them.
Okay. Yeah. Where are we going to sneak by them to? Here?
Well, we believe that the black spider is like behind them to the northeast, and there's only the one exit to the north that we can see, so...
There is a second exit to the north.
Northwest, sorry.
Yeah, so there's one kind of north by north, and then there's another one that's kind of off to the north by northeast.
Here?
We could get them all to one point and then just fireball them.
So if you... It looks like you could if you were to sneak... It looks like the path over to the far east is the least patrolled by these giant spiders, whereas the passage going just straight north is pretty much in the thickest part of their den. But it's entirely up to you all how you would like to solve this spider challenge.
If they all go towards the thing, we could fire. If they all go towards the seagull, we could just fireball the seagull, just like go from orbit. No, you know what I mean. Operation Orkin.
Yeah. You guys tell me what you want to do, and I'll let you know how to do it.
I'm pretty sure spiders hate fire. I'm in agreement with a fireball plan.
All right. I mean, I can do it.
Only so we could use the sound clip again.
Nice.
You say we know it's you both times.
I don't have a sound.
I think he meant we as in, like, the Queen's English. Like,
yeah,
we,
the royal we.
Fireball. It's second time. Or French, like, yes, do the fireball.
Never haven't heard that one. What's the plan? What are you doing? What's the haps? You just standing.
I'm ready. Satch is committed to whatever everybody else wants to do.
I guess I'll come back up, sneak back up this way, or I guess I can sneak up to this point. Or no, which way are we gonna sneak to?
The black spider is supposed to be to the northwest of us, so I say we take the north entrance.
Okay.
What about this other hallway down this way? We could just come back down here.
Yeah. You want to explore that area?
Yeah.
Since we're just going to cut and burn, Satch is going to go ahead and turn into their normal self.
Well,
and,
hold on.
I'm going to go ahead and hold on.
I don't think the plan has been 100% solidified yet.
Oh, okay. I will wait patiently and catch cradle some web.
We're going to go around.
Okay. You, Titanius, after a little bit more of exploring, you do find another passage that is kind of to the north-northwest that you could possibly take.
Okay. Here.
Correct. And as you discover that area, you can hear just groans kind of just coming out from this room. As you see, there is a large amount of ghouls and zombies that have been webbed in place. And they're just kind of standing there, like, just kind of swaying and trying to, like, get out of the webs, but they cannot. With your high passive perception, you can see that these zombies and ghouls have repeated fang marks all over their bodies.
It's a little farm.
They're, like, infected, or they've been sucked dry?
Looks like they've been sucked dry.
Okay.
Sustainably sourced food. Maybe we're wrong about these spiders.
Yeah, very efficient. Is there a way to pass through without disturbing the webs?
It looks pretty extensively webbed. But if you were to fly through this room, it would probably become a lot easier. The webs seem to primarily be pertained to the zombies and ghouls to
I'll
the ground.
I'll give that a try.
Okay. Yeah, Titanius, you're able to fly through the room without much trouble. There is, looks like there's only one exit to this room, which is to the east.
This one here?
Yes. And as...
Do I need to reroll my stealth check?
Yes, please. As you start to fly over these ghouls.
32 nat 20.
Beautiful. So as in addition to everything that I just told you, so you loyalty was correct. This is seems like a farm that the spiders use basically to just kind of feed themselves on a sustainably resourced meal. As you start flying towards this hallway, you kind of peer around a corner, and that is when you see it, a little spell scroll on the wall that as you fly past it, like, and just like emits a giant shockwave and just like, go ahead and make me a constitution saving throw, Titanius.
It's a magical effect?
It is. It's a glyph.
You and your glyphs.
Guys are level 12.
How do you cast spells at players without your enemies being around for the players to gang up on? There's one answer.
You use glyph rewarding.
Seven. That's a failure.
Can I use, I guess that would be an attack, but I guess that doesn't count. What's it called? Reaction.
I'll give him my inspiration.
You already did.
It's not too late. I just got a new one.
When an attacker you see hits you with an attack, you can use your reaction to half. Okay, never about it. Oh, I have inspiration.
Yeah, I can give you the inspiration. Oh, do you? Oh.
But don't worry about it. 17.
Failure. Sure you don't want to use that inspiration?
Is it,
inspiration?
sure. I'll use it. Come on! Really? Every time I use inspiration, it just gets worse.
Sucks to suck.
You're like the money pit.
Inspiration pit. Pit of uninspiration.
Okay.
Let's see. Absorb. Can I use absorb elements? Let's see. Well, if it's acid, cold, fire, lightning, maybe. We'll see.
What? Read me absorb elements again.
Reaction. Makes you resistant to the type of damage.
Okay.
And it's either acid, cold, fire, lightning, or thunder.
It's going to be thunder.
Okay, then I will cast it.
Okay. So this is... So go digging for D8. Okay. So, Titanius, you are actually blown off of your... what are you writing? What's it called? A magic carpet.
Carpet.
Thank you. You are blown 10 feet backwards off of the magic carpet, landing right at the base of one of these ghouls, which, more importantly, you land on the webbing, which is connected to the spiders, since this is their source of food, who are now alerted to your presence. So we're going to go ahead and jump into initiative as... you take 5, 12, 16, 24, 29 points of thunder damage, and you land on your back. Yes, halved to 15 because of your reduced or absorbed elements. And you would have been next in the initiative order. So what are you doing?
I summon Carpet to me. Carpet, okay. Here. And I'm going to get back on the carpet and disengage from any of these attacks. If they're trying to, if I'm like near them, I'm going to disengage from them.
Okay. Jump up on and disengage. Okay. Your carpet obeys your commands. So you are going to have to, you fell in the webs, so you're technically a little restrained. So go ahead and make me an athletics check to try to break yourself free. Don't worry, it's not as bad as the pit that loyalty fell into earlier.
Did I use a reaction? Can I cast cantrip guidance?
Yeah, I'd allow it.
Okay. 21 plus, where's the dice at? 24.
24, yes. You are able to free yourselves from the restraints of these webs. Yeah, and you're able to get on Carpy and fly upwards out of the range of these ghouls since you took the disengage action. I think that's your turn, though.
Do I still have movement?
You would have used half your movement to get up after being knocked off prone. So, yeah, you have... Well, actually, the carpet would have had to use 10 feet of its movement to come get you. Otherwise, you have your full movement.
Okay. Do I see what's in this down this hallway, though?
Yes, let me reveal that for you. It is a closed door, as well as another hallway to the north.
And there's nothing here?
Nope. Well, it looks like a bubbling stream that like comes up from the bottom, like ground.
Gotcha.
Okay. Anything else on your turn?
No, I think you said I can't move, and I think that's all my.
No. You have. I said that you your carpet would have had to use 10 feet of its movement to come get you. But otherwise, you have the whatever remaining movement the carpet would have.
20.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you can move 20 feet.
So we don't. So is this all webbed into the area over here?
It is not.
And if I move away, I won't. I shouldn't get opportunity attacks, right?
Correct. As you disengaged.
Okay.
Okay.
I will move out of the webs into the hallway.
Okay. Alrighty. Sincerity. It will be your turn.
I assume I'm not actually all the way back in that hallway and am right behind Loyalty?
Yes, that is probably a pretty strong assumption.
Oh, and I mentioned in Rory's, I'm like, oh no, the spiders know we're here. I created the distraction. they're coming over this way.
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem.
Go.
Yeah, Sincerity, what are you
say
doing?
Say that like I'm gonna fucking... What can Sincerity do? I'm back in this hallway. Titanius just flew through this room, correct?
Correct. The hallway, the room up to the north of you, yes. Covered in spider webs. Titanius
spider
flew
webs
through it.
And ghouls, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah. The ghouls looked webbed, and it looks like they can't really move.
And Titanius already set them off, so I'm not going to worry about flying. I will cast invisibility on myself and take off running.
All right. That is Sincerity's turn. It is the giant spider's turn after that. You all hear, like, Titanius, like, you hear, like, a kaboom as this loud, thunderous wave just echoes throughout this cave and kind of shakes it a little bit. And then you hear quickly after that happens, Titanius contacts you all via Riri's, and he's like, spiders know we're here. And then you all, like, Sincerity, you turn invisible. You start running to the north. Everybody else starts looking backwards or where you all know the spiders to be. As you,
I tell
you
the group,
hear,
because do I see all the spiders start to move on the webs?
Yeah, they're starting to move, and they all, like, move 60
feet. There's prey on the
out.
Web. They're moving towards the prey.
Yeah, looks like they're all moving towards Titanius with extreme speed as they start to pour out of their main den and head over to their feeding area as something has touched their food. They will use their movement and dash and end their turn. And that is where we're going to end off for tonight with Herding Dragons. And we'll pick it up next week with the demonic spider fight.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Nice. Wow. Good game. I love the part of D&D where you all make a plan and then that plan goes immediately south and then it's battle.
We're like, we should do this. And it's like, no, maybe we should do this instead.
And then option three comes in that nobody expected. But yeah, actually, so next week is Thanksgiving week. So we'll go ahead and take it off. Enjoy your time off. Enjoy the holidays, whatever y'all's plans are. But we'll pick it up the week after. So
awesome.
I'll see y'all then.
Beautiful. Nice. Spider kebabs for everyone.
I will be gone. I'm just heads up. I'm going to be gone basically all of. I will be in South Korea, fam.
Whoa!
Nice. Nice.
You're going to South Korea?
I hear that. I hear the kimchi is good there.
Where are you going in South Korea? Because I've been there.
Going mostly to Seoul. And then going to Japan for a couple days.
Nice. Oh, awesome. Lisa going to be your tour guide?
Yeah, basically. Meeting her parents, family, stuff.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, in South Korea?
That's so much fun. That's big.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a lot of pressure. No, I'm kidding. Don't listen to me.
You're gonna have some. You got this. You're tall.
You're tall. You got it.
Best food.
They're gonna love you.
I can only imagine. Dude, you got to get the Korean fried chicken. You got to get it at the source. That stuff is so good. It is like crack. It is so good.
What, Korean fried chicken?
Korean fried chicken. Because like there's a whole story behind it. Like the like African American GIs like over in who served in Korea. Like taught them
how to fry chicken, and then they took it and perfected it. Like fucking scientists, they made that shit just so good. Yeah, it's legendary. The first time I had it, I was like, I was going to bring some home and share it. And I was like, no, no, it's all me.
We went to several Korean fried chicken places, and it's like a bar/Korean the chicken, and it's like you got beer and chicken and beer basically is like
a
place. Yeah,
and just
say sarangheyo.
No, what? I'm not gonna tell my waiter I love them. Okay.
Oh my god, I'm so impressed right now. This is crazy. Oh man! Well, I guess
we'll turn into, you know what I mean.
If you want something, and just point to it and go, "Eco Jaseo," say, "Can I have that, please?" That's basically what it means. Can I have that, please? Or more of this, please? Eco Jaseo.
Paul Jaseo.
Man. Well, have fun, Walt. But that means we'll see you for next session then.
Since it's before. Yeah. Since
are you learning Korean right now?
Yeah, I'm learning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'm not very good at it. You're just hearing the little things. I know.
The phrase that you need to get by.
Fooled
like
me, man.
It's a little more than I can speak.
Where's the bathroom? Do you know that one yet?
Evening kumida. I have a big mouth.
All right. How do you say where's the library?
How do you say I am full?
Bathroom is like hajangsi. The library is
La biblioteca.
No,
donde está la biblioteca?
You probably shouldn't ask for soup.
True story. We were at dinner, and it was a big dinner, and the guy next to me, Korean guy next to me, my buddy, he's like, "Pebula, pebula," and I'm like, "Oh, what's that mean?" And he goes, "Oh, I am full." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And I saw, and I go, "Ah, oh, pabuda, pabuda," instead of pebula. I said pabuda, and they all started laughing at me. And the difference was, I am full versus I am stupid.
Well, as long as you're happy either way.
Yeah, right.
They were just laughing. They're like, no, that's
you're like, I'm so funny.
So clear. Oh, stupid American.
I am stupid.
He is so right.
Yeah.
He just laughed at me. I was like,
I can see the confusion. Pebble is like, I'm full. Pebble.
It's like Pabu is like
Pabu. I'm being corrected.
You're stupid
I'm
or something corrected. Like that. Pabu is like monkey or stupid or something. Pebu, pebula, or pebu, pebuda, or pebula.
I can't wait to trip all over myself trying to hurry. I already learned a bad word when I was first learning Korean.
Of course you did.
Shibab. I was saying shibab, and instead of shibab.
And what's shibab mean?
It's like fuck. But it's not fuck, it's like shit. So it's like, ah, shibab. So,
shit.
Yeah, so she's teaching me to say pogo shipo, which is want something. Like, or I miss you, I guess, right? So I'd say pogo shipo, but it's I would be saying pogo shibab. And she thought it was hilarious.
Is that I want shit?
Yeah.
Just learn one beautiful sentence perfectly, right? And then just say that. And say that, you know what I mean?
One beautiful sentence perfectly.
Say it phonetically perfect.
No.
You know?
I would say, yoga 친구는 예쁘네요.
Meaning?
Yoga 친구는 예쁘네요. My girlfriend is beautiful.
Aww. Isn't she your fiancé, though?
You're going to make me go find
my... Oh, you got to learn a new word now.
Yeah, you got to learn a new word, man. What's the word for fiancé?
Next week. Good.
Next week.
I'm kidding.
Oh no, that was really funny. Good session, guys. Catch y'all later.
Bye.
Good times.
Have fun in the ship, man.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.